Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. There is one variety of soup that you could argue should only be eaten in winter, since it is the very picture of a hearty bowl of warm comfort. And that would be chowder, a beloved staple of New England winter life that, of course, can be enjoyed anywhere and possibly anytime. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, this is a soup that's good for the soul.
Oh, yes, and great for this time of year.
Oh, it is. Well, what is a chowder? Chowder is a thick soup that commonly features seafood, potatoes, and a creamy broth. But the variations are endless, and for sure every mother's son swears that his mom's recipe is the best and the only way to make it. How many good recipes have you heard of?
Oh, yeah. It just keeps going.
It does. Well, given the simplicity of the humble ingredients, we suspect that this is a very old dish that probably had its origin somewhere along the European coastline where there's lots of seafood. Now, be that as it may, the idea of chowder made its way over to North America in the early 1700s and was perfected in Canada and New England. And the name, by the way, probably comes from the cooking cauldron, or chaudron, as they say in French. I believe it makes sense. Now,
yeah.
Jerry, I guess classic New England clam chowder is the kind of the gold standard.
Oh, yeah. And I think clams are perfect for the chowder.
They are. You know, the old maritime seaside, you know, like they have in New England, gave us fresh shuck clams, although today, actually, you can use canned clams and their juice, and that works pretty
yeah.
well. It's kind of hard to find, you know, regular, real clams.
Yeah, and a lot of work.
It is. bacon often makes an appearance, and
yeah,
ideally, you should be working with thick, center-cut bacon. That was, of course, a staple of the Age of Sail. And
yeah,
I think the oyster crackers that we like to eat it with is a nod to the hardtack that the sailors often used to thicken their chowder. So
yes.
I think what you get is kind of something that recalls the history of the dish. Now, every New England clam chowder recipe I looked up was different. Some call for minced celery, some for chopped onion, some for garlic, some for just plain grocery store bacon, and others, of course, for the thickest bacon you can. Fine. Okay, but some use heavy cream, some use milk and a flour-based roux for thickening, and some just want plain water. Others want chicken broth. You get the idea, Jerry. There's endless
yeah.
variations.
Now, of course.
As you drift away from New England, the major variations appear. There's Manhattan clam chowder, which foregoes the cream and adds tomatoes, and a lot of perfectionists just have nothing but disdain for Manhattan
yes,
clam chowder.
Yes, I agree. Yep, that's a big controversy one for sure.
It is. But the most obvious variations arise from the choice of seafood. Now, rather than use clams, you could legitimately use lobster or scallops or a white meat fish like cod or haddock. And here in Maryland, I would say that the rockfish has earned a place in the chowder pot. And
sure.
Further south, I think you're going to find people are going to be arguing we should use shrimp. I noticed that a lot of recipes suggested adding corn to the chowder, which may not be purist, but I think it's a great idea. And Jerry, what I've done is I've went out and tried to make my own chowder, and it worked really well. So I put the recipe down, and we're going to post it on the website. And people can give it a try at home. It's not very hard. Feel no qualms about using canned clams. And
yeah.
just, you know, treat your soul to a warm treat. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White, for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.